When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Do you need a few more Z's when you try to get a good night's sleep? If you deal with lack of quality sleep or insomnia, even the thought of exercise seems out of reach. This is Doris Lance with Your Healthy Habits. Modern exercise such as swimming, stretching, yoga, or biking could hold the prescription of a better night's sleep. Here's the key. It needs to be consistent on a weekly basis for at least 30 minutes, three times a week. This habit of moderate exercise could result in achieving better health and sleep. Choose an exercise where you can do the activity and still carry on a conversation. This promotes and produces deep sleep, which is where your body and mind are rejuvenated. How can this happen? The body releases chemicals, endorphins, in your bloodstream, and that is a good thing. Keep listening to more healthy habits from Doris Lance, author, adventurer, and educators, reminding you, don't let age change you. Change the way you age.
Sometimes it's what you've been waiting for, and sometimes it's unexpected. You're pregnant. Tree of Life Pregnancy Care Center is here to help. Services include pregnancy tests and ultrasounds, maternity and baby items, post-abortion support, and lots of helpful information. It's all confidential, and it's all free. There's a Tree of Life in San Luis Obispo, Atascadero, and Paso Robles. Visit our website at treeoflifepsc.com or call us at 805-543-6000. That's 805-543-6000. Tree of Life.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, July 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
California Mid-State Fair begins today, celebrating 80 years. The vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 67 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Solarponics. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local News is brought to you by Blazin' Bear, helping families and businesses secure their financial freedom. The California Mid-State Fair starts today and will run through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s, celebrating the fair's eight decades of agriculture, entertainment, and community on the Central Coast. This morning at 8:30 will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show, followed by the Dairy Goat Showmanship and Poultry Show at 9 a.m. Opening ceremonies for the fair start at 3:45 p.m., and the fair and its exhibits will officially open its gates at 4 p.m. Opening day features free rides all day and night. The Miss California Mid-State Fair Scholarship Pageant starts at 6 p.m. on the Frontier Stage in the Chumash Grandstand Arena on Wednesday, with the Old Dominion with Dasha and Annie Bosco tonight. At about 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, a tree branch fell in an employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle. One individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch and the area has been secured. The Mid-State Fair has provided no additional information. Crews from the city of Paso Robles also responded to a water main break last night on Riverside Avenue at 24th Street as well. The city says Riverside Avenue was closed to northbound traffic between 24th Street and Gregory Avenue while repairs underway. The incident occurred close to midnight. City said it may take a minimum of 10 hours to complete the work before water service can be restored to nearby businesses. Vehicle catches fire on Cuesta Grade yesterday afternoon. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 7:11.
Blazin' Bear Insurance Services is dedicated to protecting what matters to help clients achieve their strategic goals and objectives. We guide business owners in the areas of key person, business protection, succession, and estate planning, utilizing a secure online business valuation tool that helps them grow and manage their business. We mentor individuals and families to help them strengthen and protect their financial standing with the appropriate use of various life and disability insurance products. And we work with those approaching retirement who are interested in fixed annuities and planning for long-term care needs. We employ a consultative approach to the insurance planning process, making sure that it aligns with your big picture financial goals and objectives. This is Barry Fisher, Blazin' Bear Insurance. You deserve a sound and well-balanced strategy and plan. Call today, 805-635-7200, or visit blazinbear.com. And don't miss our weekly radio show, Protecting What Matters, on KPRL, Tuesday, starting at 12:30 p.m.
KPRL News continues at 7:12. A vehicle caught fire yesterday afternoon on the Cuesta Grade, threatening nearby vegetation. CHP received reports of the vehicle fire at about 4:45 p.m. on Highway 101. The car fire spread to nearby tree. CHP says the fire was completely extinguished at about 5:02 p.m., but traffic on the northbound 101 was backed up as far as Monterey Street in San Luis Obispo from the incident. No injuries were reported. Amid the heat wave here in Paso Robles, the city of Paso Robles reminds residents there are air-conditioned facilities open to the public. The library and senior center are both open, although the current weather is not expected to exceed facility hours. Residents are encouraged to visit the library or senior center if they need a spot to cool off this week and take advantage of scheduled activities at these locations. Public swim lessons at Centennial Pool are also a way to stay cool, the city says. Members of the public should also note that the city does not consider closing fields and or modifying athletic field use when temperatures reach 102 or above for those who have scheduled athletic field use this week. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the American League shut out the National League 4-0. Tomorrow, the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, emergency officials found a boat near Alcatraz Island almost fully underwater yesterday afternoon. The boat was carrying 20 passengers as part of a memorial service, launched near St. Francis Yacht Club in San Francisco. 16 of the 20 individuals were confirmed rescued, one dead, and three remain missing as the U.S. Coast Guard continued to conduct searches for them. A suspect in Fresno County was hospitalized after a deputy shot him in self-defense during a home invasion response. The sheriff's office responded to two home invasion reports, finding the suspect at the second home. A fight between the deputy and the suspect broke out, prompting the deputy to fire three shots at him. Aid was rendered to the suspect and he was taken to a medical center with severe injuries. The Elephant Fire in Sierra County in northeastern California has grown to about 15,000 acres. Containment also reached 42% yesterday. While smoke could impact nearby communities, evacuation orders have been lifted as the fire spreads away from Loyalton. Local News was sponsored by Davis Body Shop. with more than 1,200 verified five-star reviews from North County residents. KPRL News Time is 7:15.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome to the Line on Agriculture Report. This is Lori Boyer for the Ag Information Network. Data centers are a hot-button issue right now with thousands of new facilities scheduled to be built across the country. Special Envoy for American Landowners, John Rich, weighs in on what that means for American landowners.
Secretary Rollins made a really great comment. She said, we need data centers in America. The president has declared them as national security assets. So they're important that we have them. She said, however, there is a right way to build them and there's a wrong way to build them. I believe she is going to work on a framework around data centers specifically. That is something that I will have a voice in that room as we're working on it. It is maybe far and away the largest topic right now to landowners is, hey, what's going on with this data center? And again, we have to have them per the president. I mean, a national security asset's a big deal, but we also have landowners. What about them? You know, and I think to her point, there's a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And I would be expecting news on that in the very near future.
Rich, well known for being a part of the country music duo Big and Rich, says the new special envoy position is a voluntary position. He will work directly with landowners across the country and coordinate with USDA leadership and federal agencies, giving landowners a direct line into federal decision making. He was officially sworn in on Friday.
You've probably been told that to reach a millennial farmer, you have to go digital. Facebook, Vimeo, YouTube, Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, an online publication, or maybe a podcast. But which one? Oh, and how receptive is this age group to your sales pitch during non-work social time? Maybe the best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they are, well, quite frankly, farming. You know, it's easy for us to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of a pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. If you'd like to deliver information about your terrific product or service, give us a call and we'll connect you directly with our community of loyal farmer listeners. Reach real farmers right here, right now as they listen to what is important to their farm operation. They trust us. They'll trust you.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Lori Boyer.
Hello, KPRL listeners. This is Aaron Hunt at Shadow Run Vineyards, inviting you to take a drive in the countryside out to Creston and taste wine at our ranch, vineyard, and winery. Shadow Run is located on La Ponza Road between the 41 and 58. We're open Friday through Sunday, 11 to 5, no appointment required. Mention KPRL for a free tasting with the winemaker for you and your party. Hope to see you soon.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
KPRL News continues at 7:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, a tax lawyer who does comprehensive estate planning for families, businesses, and farms interested in tax reduction and asset protection. The spread of golden mussels in California has alarmed farmers this year as the invasive species established itself in waterways across much of the state. In the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta, the freshwater mollusks began obstructing irrigation systems that sustain billions of dollars worth of tree nuts, wine grapes, tomatoes, and other crops. Among the most vulnerable agricultural infrastructure are hundreds of steel pipes that siphon water from the Delta into irrigation pumps and ditches. Christopher Nudek, president of his engineering company, said the past 6 months, an onslaught of golden mussels began clogging some siphons and pumps that pull water from Delta rivers, choking off farmers' water supply. Replacing siphons, pump stations, and drainage pipes affected by golden mussels could cost farmers in the Delta more than $35 million, according to an estimate Nudek provided this year to the San Joaquin County Office of Emergency Services. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Attorney Dave Derringer of Protective Law Corporation, Estate Planning in Morro Bay. Go to lawnews.tv. Traffic Report, brought to you by Matt Smog and Car Care at 834 Paso Robles Street, Paso Robles. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Matt's Mog and Car Care in Paso Robles. Weather brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. When it comes to insurance, you need the proper coverage for a reasonable price. Whether it's home, auto, life, or business, call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276. Sunny skies today with highs right around 105, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-60s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow with highs right around 102, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Sunny skies on extended forecast is sunny on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday and Wednesday. Upper 80s Friday, low 90s on Saturday and Sunday, upper 80s on Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, 96 a week from today. Currently, it is 68 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Kevin Hunt Insurance of Templeton. Kevin Hunt will find the coverage you need for your home, life, health, and boat. Call Kevin Hunt Insurance at 434-3276 or stop by 105 South Main Street, Templeton. KPRL News Time is 722.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks opened higher following a cooler-than-expected reading on inflation at the wholesale level. The producer price index for June declined 0.3%. The PPI on an annual basis and core PPI for the year both moderated. ASML, which makes machines that manufacture chips, reported an upbeat quarter boosted by record orders, the stock up more than 1%. IBM shares slumped 25% yesterday as it warned of customers pulling back on software spending to invest in artificial intelligence. IBM today opened up 2.5%. Bank of New York Mellon, Morgan Stanley, BlackRock Financial, and PNC Financial among companies reporting upbeat earnings today. Bank stocks are mixed. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Every piece of jewelry is something to be treasured for a lifetime. It can be a symbol of eternal love or a family heirloom. When your jewelry needs repairing, you want to put it in the hands of someone you trust. At Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry in Paso Robles, you'll find Mike, a highly skilled master jeweler with over 35 years of experience, who stands behind his work. While some jewelry stores outsource their repairs, Bella Jewel does all repairs on-site in their modern state-of-the-art repair shop. You can count on quality repair services with fast turnaround. Even if you didn't buy your jewelry from Bella Jewel, they are there to help. Stop in for a complimentary ring inspection and free repair estimate. Located at 1224 Pine Street, downtown Paso Robles, one block north of the park. Bella Jewel offers fine jewelry, exceptional service at affordable prices.
This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train, and only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Emailing to the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Glenn's Repair and Rental, your Honda Power Equipment dealer in Atascadero. Call or text 238-5775-238-KPRL to join us on the Wednesday edition here on The Right Choice. Coming up this afternoon, sound off, Karen. This is going to be pretty interesting. Dan Blackburn has written a book. It's called Human Harvest. It's about serial killer Dorothy Puente, and it's an upcoming Hulu series about the killings and the legal battles with prosecutors about the book. So that should be pretty interesting this afternoon here on The Right Choice. All right, so whatever may be on your mind, you know how it is. Also, I've got a season pass for the California Mid-State Fair. Just email me, Kevin at KPRL.com. I'll let you know before noon today if you've got that pass. to go in anytime you want. Anytime you want. Again, that's Kevin at KPRL.com. Not the right choice or anything like that. Just that make it nice and simple. And again, for those of you who live in Lake Nacimiento, or see here again, people in the area around Lake Nacimiento could experience a power shutoff as early as noon today through 9 p.m. on Thursday. So be aware of that. And again, I know that these entities such as PG&E and others, they have the apps and send you notices or updates or whatever. But just be aware of it. Just be aware of it and prepared. Prepared, especially with the heat and so forth. All right. So let's see here. Somebody, well, if you send in the for the season's tickets more than once on the email, there's a good chance that, let's see. So somebody the other day asked me why people are afraid to give their opinions, particularly out loud and in venues that count strongly, which would be meetings, whether it's Board of Supervisors, City Council, obviously school board, and other types of meetings that are open to the public. One is most people don't go to meetings for various reasons. One of the most common reasons I hear is that, well, they don't listen, so why go? Okay. They like that, number one, that you don't go. And, yeah, sometimes they don't listen. But when enough people, and I use this deliberately, gang up on them and voice their opinions, you can change their thoughts. And you have the power to make them listen. As I've mentioned before, at the school board meetings, when the two Weight Watchers are stuffing food down their throat and playing on their computers and so forth, you need to call them out. Again, what can they do to you? They can threaten to have you removed, but I think that puts them in an embarrassing position. So if they're down there munching on their chocolates or whatever they're doing while you're public speaking or anybody's public speaking, they need to be called out. They're not kings, they're not gods, they're not queens or anything. They are elected servants. And by the way, they just got a pay raise. That's your money. So you can do it. Don't abuse it, but use the power that you have. So he gets back to, well, you know, why do people stifle? Well, there's many reasons. Some of it is there's a fear. There's a fear that there could be retaliation, particularly for moms and dads. And again, I'll use schools as an example. I think it's a great lesson then to teach your kids about that, is that you don't back down because of the fear. Again, what can they do? Well, Kevin, they can give my kid a lower grade. Of course they can do all that. But you can also challenge it and find out the reasons why, if it's deliberately as retaliation. We have mechanisms in systems in place to point that out. And you can also let them know in advance, if there is any retaliation, you're going to raise holy hockey sticks with them. Again, you can control the situation. So the fear of retaliation, again, in the example I'm using with the schools, is not there for me, because, again, it teaches your kid a lesson. You will not stand for this, your fear. You are justified. You know, we've had these young ladies who are fighting this nonsense with the girls or the boys in the girls' locker room and the sports and all that kind of stuff. They're kind of out there, with the exception of a couple of people, including Kenny Enney, on their own, obviously with their parents and too, and the ladies themselves. But where are the rest of the people? Where are the rest of the people? So the retaliation ain't buying it. Now, in the workplace, that could be a little bit different. Now, I know there's rules and regulations, but we have had some people come forward in government recently. You know, we've had a couple of major national stories regarding that, and good for them. Good for them. But that's the risk. We had situation here back with the scuzzbag Williams, where, you know, we ended up having a grand jury report, but there were a lot of people for many years that were not willing to speak up within the school district. They knew that was what was going on, and there was a fear of retaliation, a fear. So when that happens, then the people who are in charge get to control you. So that's one of the things because of retaliation. And then there's just some people who are just uncomfortable because they just don't think it's right. Maybe it's they thought it was it's not proper or something. But if there is an issue that is wrong, it needs to be pointed out. And then you get into some of these other silly reasons why people are afraid. Rejection. Shh. Rejection from what? Okay. Your next door neighbor's not going to like you anymore. Come on. You know, as I say, be adults. Because then you find out the real truth about people. If your best friend next door to you, or just your best friend in general, rejects you because of an opinion you have, were they your friend to begin with? Or are they showing their true colors? So I always looked at it as you're better off. You're better off with that. So the rejection ain't buying that. The conflict simply because somebody disagrees with your opinion. Well, you can have conflict, and this does not mean you have to get into battles and so forth, but you go back and forth. Explain, okay, well, why do you think this way? And, well, this is why I think that way. That's actually good. You know, and then you get into the, I guess, part of the rejection would be, could it be associated with social alienation? Well, again, who cares? If you go around, well, Chris, I'm going to put you on the spot. Remember, I told you I'd never do that. Remember?
Sure. When was that said again?
When we first started doing this.
Ah, right.
Okay. But anyway, what was I going to get? I forget where I was going with this. Not social. Difference of opinion. Okay, you have difference of opinions with your friends, right?
Yeah, about a lot of different things.
Right, and you work it out. Or you don't, it's the old saying, you agree to disagree, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but you don't go bonkers on them, right?
Not in any serious manner. But, you know, sometimes, you know, when somebody has a difference of opinion, you like to mess around with it a little bit, give them a hard time, but you're not being sincere about it.
Right, you just
I mean, you do that on the air all the time.
You're busting their chops.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, but here's the other thing that with a group of friends, so-called friends, if you have the one whose opinion is different from the majority, then the person with the one opinion, that's the one who's really going to get the chops busted, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Until they beg for mercy or something else.
Happened. Or they'll just quadruple down on it. Who knows?
Right.
Depends on the kind of person they are.
Right. But can you recall in any situation where the guy says, I'm done with you guys. I'm never hanging around with you again.
No, not at all.
I have not either. I don't remember that. Now, with adults in instances, it has turned that way. It has turned that way because of some comments and so forth, because in some cases it was not needling or, you know, just busting chops. It was a little bit more than that. So they're off the list. They're off the list. Okay, so anyway, it gets down to, you know, quite a few things here about people. And this, I think, is extremely scary. The cultural conditioning. Because society has been pressuring, particularly in some forms of social media, for you to be agreeable. That's not overall good for society. you're simply getting along to go along. So then what you're saying is your whatever character, moral makeup, your opinions, they have no value because you're willing to go along and not, and again, I don't mean confront in an aggressive manner, but to disagree with opinions and so forth. So these people that hone in on that, the politicians know it as well. So they take advantage of it because they know that most people will not stand up. And some people actually, because they fear rejection. And again, I go back to why? What do you care? They suppress their opinions to avoid judgment, criticism, or abandonment. If you're going to go along with somebody because you want, you don't want them to abandon you. And again, I'm not necessarily talking in a marriage type situation, a relationship, other than just, you know, friends, neighbors, that type of thing. Then in a sense, they are controlling you and you're allowing yourself to be controlled, just like the government wants to control us. So these are just some things to think about when you have particularly a strong opinion on whatever it may be, is to speak your mind. We have the ability to do that, and let's not forget about that. All right, let's see here on the text. This has to do with seatbelts. Let's see here. Regarding another thing that helped push seatbelt use, at least in California, was the new law requiring seatbelt use. Well, of course it did. You had no choice. Goes on to say here, I recall taking a summer trip in the summer. Well, that kind of makes sense. Of 86, and when we crossed the state lines, there was a conversation about whether or not to keep our seatbelts on. I'm assuming that seatbelt laws are universal across the United States. Chris, if you had an option, if you're driving to another state and they don't have seatbelt laws, would you wear it?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Well, you've grown up with it.
Yeah, I've grown up with that.
Okay. I don't know how many people would take off their seatbelt, simply because it's not a law, but I'm pretty sure it is in all states. Now, when the law first came out, it wasn't heavily enforced. But in 1993, the state of California in particular, they decided to come down a little bit harder. So what happened was, in January of 1986, the mandatory seatbelt law for drivers and passengers took effect. Now, initially, it was a second enforcement law. It was the country's first primary enforcement seatbelt law in January of 1993. And what that did was it allowed police officers to pull drivers over solely for not being buckled up. I'm just guessing in the past, it might have been secondary if you were speeding or whatever they pulled you over for. And if you didn't happen to have your seatbelt on, then you would get a ticket as well. So 1993 is when the enforcement started to come down. Now, this gets back to another one of these questions here. I'm going to assume, Chris, just like you, that you think seatbelts are good.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because they save lives.
Yes.
Okay. I'm not disagreeing with that. Now, I was probably the last ones, because I probably do this too much, but do you think the government should force you, with the threat of a monetary fine, to wear a seatbelt?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So the government comes out with all these, studies and things and say, look, the chances are, et cetera, that it's going to save your life, right? So it's a good thing to wear. However, if you don't do it, we're going to punish you for that. So that's kind of taking away somebody's individual freedom. Would you agree or disagree?
I would disagree because seatbelts are more than just about you. I actually thought about this one time when the conversation did come up on the air. The seatbelt can probably save your life, yes, but let's say somebody doesn't want to wear it because they think, oh, well, I have the right to not wear a seatbelt. It's my life. I choose what I do. I choose to do what I want with it, which is correct. But in a car crash, if you're not wearing a seatbelt, you're not just a danger to yourself. You're a projectile if you get launched out of the car, and you are now a danger to others.
All right. So how many other things that the government allows us to do that impacts others in various ways that they say it's okay?
I mean, I can't think of one off the top of my head. Did you have an example?
Well, we saw during COVID with the government delivering drugs and so forth to some of the homeless people and stuff, even liquor. Now, because, you know, people say, I have a right to do with my life what I, you know, what I want with my life.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, so I always go to, you know, to the extreme. How far should government go? Because, again, last week we brought up, well, distracted driving, you're on a cell phone or texting in particular, you know, that's dangerous driving. Okay. And as the email indicated, or not indicated, but brought up, well, distracted driving could also be eating, so why is that not? Because that could cause a problem and have accidents and people flying out of vehicles and so forth and so on. So my point is, I always wonder, how far should we allow the government to go? Because I think back when the seatbelts, there were some people just calling into the station that, okay, so the government is concerned about our health. And, of course, everything we do, not everything, but many things they use as an example. Well, you're going to impact somebody else if you do this, okay? Why don't we wear more protection when we drive then? Should we wear some kind of helmets? We put helmets on bicycles. So if we're in a car, why not have something else on to protect us? Maybe a little helmet or something like that. Because I always go to the extreme. Okay, the government's going to push. And I always like to use ridiculous examples to maybe just bring out something, or just for the heck of conversation as well. But anyway, there you go. And I think like Chris's generation, they've grown up with it, and it's not a big deal. And I think most of us have gotten used to it. As a matter of fact, I think it's almost muscle memory, isn't it, Chris, when you get in a car?
Yeah, as a kid, you don't really like it all that much because, like, I don't want to wear my seatbelt. But now, I'll wear the damn seatbelt, sure.
Right, so, yeah, it's one of the things. It's like, okay, you get in and, you know, put your key in. But then, you know, it's automatic. You don't even have to think about it anymore. You're just putting on your seatbelt. So it's become in, and I'm sure that if you look at the numbers, it probably has saved quite a few lives. So, anyway, just messing around a little bit. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services. The California Mid-State Fair starts today and will run through July 26th. This year's theme is Back to the 80s, celebrating the fair's eight decades of agriculture, entertainment, and community on the Central Coast. At 8:30 a.m. will be the 4-H, FFA, and Open Youth Horse Show. The Dairy Goat Sport Showmanship and Poultry Show will be at 9. Opening ceremonies will be at 3:45 p.m., and the fair officially opens with free rides all day at 4. A vehicle caught fire yesterday afternoon on the Cuesta Road, grade threatening nearby vegetation. CHP received reports of the fire at about 4:45 p.m. on Highway 101. The car fire spread to a nearby tree, but CHP says the fire was completely extinguished at about 5:02 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 76 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Stiefel Investment Services.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
News. I'm Therese Crowley. U.S. Central Command pounding Iran in daylight strikes after last night's seven-hour session. Strikes escalating, and President Trump tells Fox's Trey Yingst it's going to get worse when the U.S. hits Iran's electric grid and bridges next week till it comes back to the table.
I think they have no choice.
Why haven't they yet?
I think if I didn't do the way I'm doing, they would never make a deal. They would have never made a deal with Obama. That deal was the worst deal. What they did sign was a worthless piece of paper.
Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche in first Senate confirmation hearings with Jeffrey Epstein survivors objecting because some of their names were exposed when Blanche released millions of Epstein files. Greetings from Canada. Smoke from Thunder Bay wildfires browning the skies from the Midwest across New York down to Cincinnati and D.C. atop a heat wave. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jordan Cunningham. When life throws you a curveball, you need advocates that will fight for you. Along with my wife, Shauna, Cunningham Law Group is a legal team that understands that legal battles are personal. Whether you're navigating a difficult divorce, fighting for time with your child, or facing criminal charges, we will fight for you. Cunningham Law Group. Family law and criminal defense. Experience with integrity. 805-369-2399 or cunninghamlawslo.com. Because when it matters most, we're on your side.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
The Red Scooter Deli with two locations, downtown and on 6th Street in Paso Robles. The downtown location on Pine Street is open 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Thursdays now for concerts in the park. Plan your musical enjoyment with a to-go dinner from the downtown Red Scooter Deli. Red Scooter Deli has beer, wine, and mimosas. Ask for the 15% off KPRL discount. Great deli fresh food delivered throughout Paso Robles, Templeton, the airport area, and wineries. Go to redscooterdeli.com.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Tune up, repair, replacement. Get it done by the pros and make sure everything is working just fine because it's working overtime right now. 105 on your Wednesday. Clear tonight. Overnight lows in the mid-60s. And we'll cool down to around 102 on your Thursday. But here's the good news. Friday, upper 80s, right around 90 on Saturday and Sunday. And we'll throw in Monday, mid-90s next Tuesday and a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:59 a.m., 8:19 p.m. We are at 77. Weather was brought to you by Hutch Heating and Air. Go online, hutchheatingandair.com. Community calendar is brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles and the delightful River Oaks community. Great meals at great prices. Join the El Paso de Robles Area Historical Society for an evening of history and vine. Enza Expedition, a family legacy in California that's coming up this Friday, the 17th, from 5:30 to 7:30 at the History Museum at the Carnegie Library. Social and wine tasting at 5:30 and also a charcuterie by Jeffrey's Wine Country Barbecue. The welcome and representatives from the Silver River Vineyards at 6. Then the program begins. Mr. Bob Soto will discuss the Anza Expedition. That starts at 6:15, and then afterwards, a little social and wine tasting at 7. And it's just $20 to attend. So please call Grace at 805-712-6361 and learn some more history. All right, speaking of history, the Templeton, not the Templeton, what am I saying here? Paso Robles Pioneer Day Committee is looking for the Pioneer Day Bell nominees for this coming year. Young ladies meeting the following criteria: 17 to 19 years old, living and attending high school in the Paso Templeton area, high school senior graduating class of 2027, and a family that settled in the Paso Robles area prior to World War II. So if you'd like to sign up and find out more information, go to pioneerdaybellscourts@gmail.com. That's simple. All right, community calendar was brought to you by Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks community. 5 minutes away from 8 o'clock at the right choice.
Happy.
For birthdays and anniversaries brought to you by Bella Jewel Fine Jewelry. Mighty fine jewelry just right down from the park there. You can't miss it. And by the way, they have free parking. Yeah, imagine that. Let's see here. Gunnar Jesperson, former Greyhound. Tina Jaros, Chris Lewis, Ray Whitfield. Stan the Man Sherwin's having a birthday. All right there, Stan. Melody Bodotti, Mrs. Jerry Wilkinson, Don Fuller, Judy Weatherwax. We have Mike Strobrock and Lily Leos. So those are local celebrities. On my right-hand side, here we go. Here we go, go, go. Rembrandt, the artiste. 1606, 1669. 'Twas the night before Christmas, 1779. Clement Moore. Died in 1863. Cowboy Copas, country singer, the Alabama, along with Hawkshaw Hawkins and Patsy Cline, killed in that plane crash in March of 63. Who else do we have on the list? That's a very good question. I'm looking. Oh, this guy was a really good athlete. He was drafted by three sports. Don Clendenin, 1935. He passed away in 2005. Alex Karras, 1935, 2012. From Dallas, Ken Kershaval, 1935, 2019. Mike Shannon, he was a third baseman on a couple of world championship teams with those Cardinals way back, and also a sportscaster. He's born in 1939. Good linebacker for the Vikings, Roy Winston, 1940, 2022. Billy Truax, tight end with the Cowboys. Jan Michael Vincent, the actor, 1944. Died in 2019 from mopey grape. Peter Lewis, 1945. Linda Ronstadt, 1946. Artemis Pyle, he was a drummer for Lynyrd Skynyrd. He was born in 1948. Everybody's favorite pro wrestler, Jesse Ventura, 1951. From 38 Special, Jeff Carlisle, 1952. The best wide receiver who ever played for the Pittsburgh Steelers. John Stallworth, 1952. I Love the Nightlife singer, Alicia Bridges, 1953, from the Ramones. Marky Ramone, 1956, he's still alive. Willie Ames from Eight is Enough, 1960. Kim Alexis, the model, 1960. Forrest Whitaker, good actor, 1961. Brigitte Nielsen, 1963. Who else is on the list? Carnell Lake, he was good. Defensive back, 1967. And Ricky Dudley, tight end out of The Ohio State University, played a little bit with the Raiders, 1972. Onward we go. And who else? Tanner McGuire, the actor, 1998. Okay. Passing away on this day, who's on this list? General Tom Thumb. He died in 1883. How about that? Martin Landau passed away in 2017. Celeste Holm, 2012, and Bert Convy, the TV show host, he passed away in 1991. Wow. And General Pershing passed away in 1948, and I believe that is it. Yep. Okay, going to the top of the list today, there's a couple of stories. One of the stories is that the Steelers wanted to draft him higher, but they picked Lynn Swann before they did him, but because there was not that much known about John Stallworth. He was from Alabama A&M. And they got some film on him and were able to, and they stole him in the fourth round. John Stallworth to the top.
Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage in Paso Robles. Big or small, they store it all. City of Paso Robles says a water main break on Riverside Avenue and 24th Street occurred at close to midnight last night, and they estimate it takes a minimum of 10 hours to complete the work before service can be restored to nearby businesses. At about 10 p.m. on Tuesday, July 14th, a tree branch fell in an employee parking lot at the Mid-State Fair. The branch struck a parked vehicle, and one individual was transported to a local hospital for evaluation. Cleanup crews have removed the branch, and the fair has provided no additional information. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 105. It's 75 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Mars Mega Storage, marsmegastorage.com.
The Steelers had drafted four Hall of Famers in that draft, and they had a fifth and a free agent, Donnie Shell. Mr. Stallworth, he holds the records for 24.4 yards reception in the Super Bowl and also 12 touchdown receptions in a string of 17 straight games with reception in postseason play. He was something else. This hour brought to you by Solarponics.
You're listening to the North County's choice for local news and Sound Off 1230 till 2, KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.